Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
College students made themselves heard this week in tense and at times violent standoffs with police that harken back to the anti-war protests of the 1960s. More than 2,000 people across the country were arrested as they demanded an end to Israel's war against Hamas in Gaza and divestment from Israel. And President Biden, who had been largely silent as protests grew in number and intensity, responded from the White House yesterday. He spoke hours after police in riot gear cleared a tent camp at UCLA.
I understand people have strong feelings and deep convictions. In America, we respect the right and protect the right for them to express that. But it doesn't mean anything goes. It needs to be done without violence, without destruction, without hate, and within the law.
The president also said the protests have not made him reconsider his policies toward Israel. This issue is reshaping the presidential race, and students are at the forefront. So for this Friday's political roundtable, let's go right to the source. Austin Birdsell is editor-in-chief of the Maroon Tiger at Morehouse College in Georgia, where President Biden will give the commencement speech on May 19th. He goes by Ozzy. Ozzy, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be on.
And Celia Hirons is a junior and editor-in-chief of the Badger Herald at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, where 34 people were arrested in campus protests this week. Celia, good to speak with you.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start with you, Celia. First of all, what's the latest on your campus protest situation? What's it been like on campus?
Yeah, so after the encampment had been standing for about 48 hours, law enforcement came in and removed all but one of the tents that was in Library Mall on campus. That started around 7:15 a.m. And that was when the 34 people were arrested, although only four faced charges. And of the four that were charged, only one was UW-affiliated. But quickly after law enforcement came in, the encampment was quickly rebuilt and stood for another day. And yesterday morning at 8:30 a.m., student protesters and some faculty in support of the demonstration met with UW administration to kind of express their frustrations with law enforcement action. And administrators actually agreed to meet with them again within 24 hours and guaranteed that no police action would be taken before then.
Ozzy, I'm interested that, the fact that President Biden signaled no change in policy toward Israel despite the protests. So what's the mood on the Morehouse campus ahead of Biden's commencement address there? I mean, is he welcome to begin with?
I don't think welcome is the correct word. Many students, including student organizations that are student-led, are calling for an immediate ceasefire. They're using three words, disclose, divest, and dissolve. And a lot of this revolves around what's happening, of course, with Israel and things of that nature and the Israel-Hamas conflict, but also here back in Atlanta when you have conversations about Cop City, when you have conversations about different things that are going on in the state as well. And the mood on campus is not very supportive of the arrival of the president. And so there are some students who would like to protest the day of commencement, but we don't know how those things will go until we get closer to commencement.
And quickly, what is Cop City?
Cop City is a $90 million investment here in the city, formerly known as the Atlanta Public Training Facility. It's been a huge point of protest for the past 2 years here at Morehouse College. Students feel as if they already aren't supported by law enforcement nationally. And so the construction of this police training facility is not something that students are fond of.
Mm. Celia, what's your impression of how students feel about the president on your campus? You know, he's going to need the vote, not only of young people, he's going to need the vote of black voters as well, particularly in swing states like Georgia and Wisconsin. I mean, what are you seeing on campus? Is there support for the president?
Yeah, I think right now, Joe Biden does not have a lot of support from college students, and that's across political parties. I mean, students that are protesting in support of Palestine are, they're disillusioned by Joe Biden's response so far to the war in Gaza and based on his support of Israel. And I think students are really hoping to see either some major change in his policy or possibly some other candidate who might offer a better alternative. Although with the election still about 6 months away, it's tough to say whether or not people will change their minds if they think that Donald Trump might end up winning instead.
You guys are younger, right? Of course, you're in college. Let's take a look at this historically, because Morehouse, this is interesting, Ozzie, Morehouse in the 1960s was a really important place for the development of the civil rights movement. Are the students there aware of that history from the 60s? Does it resonate at all, do you think?
That the history you speak of is exactly why our students are so motivated to protest and motivated to speak out in a time like this. It also relates to why our students are so, let's say, confident in speaking out against our administration. A lot of our students' frustration is not just with, you know, our government, but also with our administration for, of course, welcoming the president, to have him at our commencement, things of that nature. But this is stemmed from, like I spoke earlier about our Cop City. Students feel almost entitled to be able to speak out and use their voices for a change.
And Celia, how are students talking about former President Trump there where you are, who told the Wisconsin Journal Sentinel this week that he'd gladly accept the election results if, he says, everything is honest? And if not, he says, you have to fight for the right of the country. I'm wondering if students in Madison are taking note of that and what the response is.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think at least on campus, so much of the focus has been on the war in Gaza. I mean, since October 7th, it's been a huge point of conversation for students. And I think people are not satisfied with any of the current candidates' positions. I think anecdotally, at least, I've heard a lot of students talking about wanting to support a third party. They're not ready to support either candidate, and I think Donald Trump almost isn't even in the conversation because they're not even ready to support Joe Biden.
Interesting.
These issues continue to frustrate our students that we have here on the campus, and it's pushing students to either be hesitant to vote, or some students are choosing to not vote at all. And we forecast it's having a strong impact on the election.
That's Ozzie Birdsell. He's editor-in-chief of the Maroon Tiger at Morehouse College. We also heard from Celia Hirons, editor-in-chief of the Badger Herald at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Ozzie, Celia, thank you both so much.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.